This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another of our state's new laws.
Senate Bill 51, which is an act that would modify...
Senate Bill 51 was pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Governmental Accountability Committee on January 19th, given preliminary Missouri Senate approval on January 31st, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on February 2nd, sent to the executive branch on April 12th, and signed into law on April 27th. Senator Carla Esslinger of Wasalla is the sponsor.
This would modify physical therapy practice to allow healthcare consumers to directly see a physical therapist for a problem that falls within their scope as defined by the current Physical Therapy Practice Act. Basically, this bill will bring some important benefits to Missouri. It'll allow an individual, for instance, that sprains an ankle or has a tweak in their neck or wakes up with something, then they can go to a physical therapist immediately.
Similar measures have been filed over the past couple of years. No fewer than five other proposals contained similar language this year as well. When Senator Esslinger presented Senate Bill 51 to the Missouri Senate Governmental Accountability Committee on January 19th, she mentioned the goal is to give people more options.
And the way the law currently reads is that an individual suffering from these painful yet relatively common and minor conditions is forced to get in to see a doctor first, wait for the physician to order the treatment from a PT, and then schedule an appointment with the PT, travel, and then finally get the care. So the current result of the law, higher costs, time, frustration, and the patient's delayed treatment. It should be noted that this law could still allow anybody who chose to see a primary care physician, orthopedic, chiropractor, massage therapist, or other healthcare specialist to do so. It simply allows patients to make that choice.
When this legislation was first discussed on the floor of the Missouri Senate on January 31st, Senator Doug Beck of St. Louis talked about an experience he had with a physical therapist.
A few years ago, I shoved a utility knife through my hand. I had to work with a therapist for probably close to 7 months just to get the mobility back and everything because I cut tendons and all this stuff. It's still whatever, but I really appreciate what they do. And actually, I'll see that lady, sometimes a therapist, out and about in the community, and she gives me a big hug and we talk and everything. But it's great, and I'm glad we're able to do this.
Senate Bill 51 took effect on August 28th. In the meantime, lawmakers are looking ahead to the upcoming legislative session. They have been able to pre-file legislation since July 1st. Pre-filed measures will receive their official bill numbers for 2024 starting on December 1st. Legislation is numbered based on a senator's seniority. There are other criteria in case there are more than one senator who has been in the Missouri Senate for the same length of time. For the first day bills are given their numbers, each senator is allowed to pre-file three proposals. Others are allowed to follow starting after December 1st. The second regular session of the 102nd General Assembly will begin in January. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.